Well, at the start of this clearly cosmic science show, I asked you why they have CCTV, sort of, out in the Nullarbor. The reason is interesting and the result really exciting, as Nikki Phillips reports.
Scientists from Australia and Europe have discovered a bizarre type of melted meteorite in outback Western Australia. Head of the research, Dr. Phil Bland from Imperial College London, says they saw the meteor falling through the atmosphere with a new camera network they've set up across the Nullarbor.
This little network of cameras, many observatories out in the desert, out in the Nullarbor. And these things are looking up in the sky. They see basically the whole sky, so they can spot anything that's coming in. And then we get the data and we use that to triangulate the orientation of this thing in the atmosphere. And with that, we can work out what its orbit was before it hit the top of the atmosphere and also hopefully where it lands.
Phil says they spotted the meteor on the first night they used the camera network. And amazingly, they found it within 100 metres of where they predicted it would land. But this is no Armageddon-sized meteorite.
We found a couple of fragments probably together, I don't know, cricket ball size sort of thing.
And does it compare to other meteors that we've found on Earth?
Well, what's interesting about it is actually there's a couple of things that are interesting. It's the first one that we've ever got with an orbit in the southern hemisphere, which is nice. All the others are from the northern hemisphere. But there's actually only a handful that we've got orbits for at all. So we really don't know where many meteorites come from. We use meteorites to try and understand the origins of the solar system. They're the oldest rocks that we have. And we've got our work cut out if we don't know where any of them are coming from. So that's really the kind of gap that we're trying to fill.
Phil says this meteorite, which they've called Bunburra Rockhole, after a nearby landmark, doesn't come from the same region as most meteorites previously found on Earth.
Most meteorites, we think, come from the asteroid belt, which is basically a whole bunch of rubble, everything from dust to mini planet size that lies in between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. So it's this kind of ring of rubble debris that never managed to accrete, to clump together into a proper planet. Most meteorites, we think, come from the asteroid belt. Now, our little guy, turns out, because we've got the orbit, we can track it back, and it comes from the very innermost part of the asteroid belt.
The discovery of a meteorite that came from the inner region of the asteroid belt is very exciting because it gives us a clue about the origin of all the other stuff and about the origin of our solar system.
One of my colleagues, who's also on this paper, had an idea a few years ago about where we originally made all of these melted asteroids. At the minute, when we look out in the asteroid belt, we see a completely unmelted object, something that's been cold its whole life, right next to something that's melted, right next to something that's the core of a little planet.
So you're saying in the asteroid belt at the moment there's lots of different type of rocks that are cold
exactly.
And hot, so there's
it's a
kind of higgledy-piggledy.
Higgledy-piggledy, exactly, mate. And it's always been a bit of a problem. And what this mate of mine said was, well, look, why don't we make the melted ones deeper in the inner solar system, around, you know, Earth and Mars and stuff. And they got made early, so there was a lot more radionuclide stuff, radioisotopes around. We don't have to worry about it today. They all finished their work a long, long time ago. But basically, it means you can cook stuff up very fast. And so they melted fast because of that. But there was a lot of other material around there, and then they got battered to bits, and it was only the survivors that made it out into the asteroid belt. Now, what's interesting about his idea is that he predicts, using computer modelling, that most of those survivors should be in the innermost part of the belt, which is exactly where our little guy comes from.
Phil says because the camera network trial worked so well, they're keen to set it up permanently.
At the minute, we've got three or four cameras. We'd like to have something like, I don't know, 12, 14, similar to what some of these other networks have done. And with that, we'd be able to pull in not just one or two meteorites a year, but maybe a dozen. So basically every year we'd be doubling the number of meteorites with orbits, and we'd know where all these things come from, which would be great fun.
Phil Bland from Imperial College in London, Nikki Phillips reporting there, and you're listening to The Science Show on ABC Radio National and poddable through abc.net.au/rn.